Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What is Anthony's most painful tattoo?
I can answer this one. The one on his cock.
Okay.
Sorry. You want me to show it?
Oh my God.
You, Anthony. You. How dare you?
I will never yes and you again.
Last time we smashed it to the left. Last time we smashed it to the team. Last time with Smosh and Olivia. Hello, Olivia.
Hi.
Welcome to Lunchtime with Smosh.
Did you like that new theme song? We're trying it out.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. What's going on with this?
With this?
What?
You literally look like a Hillsong member.
A what?
No, he looks like a painter.
No, he does look like the Hillsong. I think he was the leader of Hillsong.
Yeah,
he
looked like the leader of Hillsong.
It was this like evangelical church.
Is it a cult?
Justin Bieber was in it. And then this guy, he looked like just the ultimate fuckboy. And I'm pretty sure he cheated on his wife.
I didn't know that.
I think he did drugs and cheated on his wife. Then he had to like leave the church for.
Are you sure that's not the Coney 2020 person?
Coney 2012? Yeah, those are very different guys. I think he had to leave the church because he was like, you know, not doing Jesus-like things.
Oh.
Yeah. But you should see this guy.
Does he look like you. Just look in the mirror.
Okay.
Or if you ever played Far Cry 5.
I didn't.
Like, he looks like that dude.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Anyway, hello. Today we are joined by Olivia Sway.
Thank you.
And why are we in the wood shop? I actually am very confused about that.
I requested it.
You requested to be in the wood shop?
Yeah.
That was your request?
Olivia does woodwork. You guys didn't know that?
Yeah. I'm always doing woodwork.
Okay.
Wait, you guys. Okay. I love Home Depot.
Oh, yeah?
Why?
Oh, I just love everything.
Is it the smell of it?
It smells so good.
It does smell good.
It smells so good, and you go in, it's huge.
It is.
And I don't know, I love being there.
What is the smell? Is it cut wood? Because it really does have a specific smell.
It's like cut wood.
Yes, I did think it would smell like that in here today.
Fertilizer.
No, it kind of smells like shit in here. Right
now. No, it absolutely smells like shit.
Why does this? It smells like dog farts.
It's because of the snacks we have.
Okay, you gotta tell me, Olivia, being the big woodworker you are, the power tool person you are you a Milwaukee girl?
Yeah.
Are you a Ryobi girl? Or are you a DeWalt girl? Because you have to choose sides.
Yeah, I know all of those things.
I think she's a Milwaukee girl. I could just feel it.
You think so?
I feel it.
Yeah, I'm a Milwaukee girl.
Yeah.
Okay, she said it here, folks.
Have you been to Milwaukee?
No.
You
don't Where is that?
Milwaukee.
You don't have to be in Milwaukee.
Wisconsin.
To be a Milwaukee girl.
Well, I'm also like no hate to like DeWalt and what's the other
Ryobi?
One? Ryobi. Because you never know, like the brands might be hitting us up.
Oh, true, true, true. We'll take any sponsorship.
I don't know if those brands are going to be hitting you up until you start showing your woodworking online.
Wait, have either of you used a power tool?
Ryobi is actually probably my favorite brand.
Really?
You use power tools?
Yeah. What do you use it for?
Yeah.
For drilling?
What drilling are you drilling? What?
Stuff into walls, spikes on fences to prevent.
Do you guys have little toolkits?
Yeah, I mainly use my power tools to. I see what I do is I go to public parks.
What?
And I will.
You drill out the skulls of children?
No.
I go to wrong person.
I'm not a monster. What I do is I add those little slots in the benches so that people can't sleep there.
Oh, wait, is that what it's for?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called hostile architecture.
What is it called?
Hostile architecture.
What else do they do?
They also a lot of cities they build these like really spiky pylons and they put them under overpasses so that people can't sleep under there.
Is it also to prevent like skateboarders from grinding?
Yeah.
Grinding? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know what grinding is? I'm not going to show.
So if you ever see like, if you ever see like a ledge on like,
can we get a skateboard
like a corporate office? There's like this ledge, and then they have those little metal.
There's
things.
A ledge on a in a corporate office.
On the outside of a,
like, let's say there's like a
garden, and it's like surrounding, like a
garden in corporate offices are very different.
Aaron, let's say that you're on a sidewalk.
Okay.
And there's something that goes up like this.
Okay.
And
a
it's
wall.
Like this. Yeah, a small wall. Like,
okay.
AKA ledge.
Yeah, a ledge.
Yeah.
And it looks like a perfect place to grind.
Do you know what grinding
right?
is?
Right, yeah.
No.
Grind.
It's nothing like grinder, if that's what you're thinking.
No, grinding is a thing.
This is what happens when you don't grow up on Tony Hawk Pro Skater. You don't see, like, when you play Tetris long enough, you start to see everything in blocks. When you play Tony Hawk Pro Skater enough, you start to see everything in grindable.
Oh, you didn't areas. You guys didn't actually skateboard, you played video games where you skateboard.
Yeah, but we know what grinding is still.
Yeah. Yeah.
We Got have it. An education from video games.
Got it.
Yeah.
What do you have to show for whatever you were doing?
A college degree.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't even know what flatulence was.
Because they don't teach that in film school.
So they add these little like metal things to prevent people from grinding.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't grind on the metal?
No.
I can grind anywhere.
I believe you.
Okay, we got to get to the food. It smells like ass.
Oh, yeah. Let's please get to the food quickly.
So I just imagine them putting all those little preventative things on the dance floor.
Wait.
All right, let's go. Let's eat.
Okay,
let's
I'll circle back. Yeah, do the food.
Let's eat whatever this is that smells like shit.
I know this is like
time.
Actually my fault, and it's so crazy that it smells awful in here.
So what is this?
I don't know.
So these, I asked Olivia to tell me just her favorite snack. So then I chose three that I think would be the worst combination together.
Oh, thank you, Aaron.
It's your fault.
Thank you, Aaron.
It's my fault.
But you didn't choose the
Aaron,
bad combo.
Aaron, you realize,
oh
like...
Oh, my God, it's wet. Why is it... There's condensation in there.
This is really warm, by the way.
Oh!
Aaron, we got away from, like, gross-out content because people don't like to watch
you guys,
it.
People love it. People
it's so
love,
toxic in here.
Do they toxic love
it? Toxic. The work environment?
It smells
or?
Bad. Yeah.
No, like it smells like toxicity.
Right. Okay.
Like it smells
this is your favorite snack.
Yeah, well, it might not be anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to need a mental health day after this.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to reveal the smelly one first so we can get out of
please.
Here. There's okay. two There's get two it. Snacks under here. So under whatever oh this God. Is called. What is it? What is this called?
You should shower.
Cloche.
You okay. shower after
under cloche number one.
I thought
one.
You went to college.
Not culinary school.
Not culinary school.
Okay. Under cloche number one. One, we have a bowl of broccoli, steamed broccoli, and fish jerky. And then under cloche number two, Olivia, do you want to reveal that one?
Yes. I don't know what this is.
We have cottage cheese toast with tomato and basil. That looks very good.
Oh, thank God. Most of these are not vegan, so I don't even get...
You can have broccoli.
I have such a good excuse.
Just,
yes!
Let's just give
veganism
this,
wins
let's just
again.
Give this bowl to
yeah,
Anthony.
You just get broccoli.
Hot. It is so hot.
I am fine
hot.
With that.
Since Olivia's our guest,
there's been
you
so
like?
Many okay. times that being vegan has just helped me not eat gross food.
Okay, you guys, I just realized I said fish jerky. What I meant was squid.
Oh, very different. Well, it's still, you know, from the sea.
Yeah, I wanted sure. squid jerky.
I might. I'll try it. I'll try the fish jerky.
Ew! Why is it dirty and wet?
There's condensation from the broccoli.
No, but it's like gray water.
I don't know. I didn't. I
ew!
Just...
Can we all just take a bite and get this over
yeah,
with?
Yeah, Olivia, you can have the toast. I'm
this.
Actually so full from lunch, so I'm just going to walk you guys.
Oh, you're full now. Are you full from the energy drink you chugged as well?
Yeah, and we just had lunch.
Oh, it smells so bad. Like, you thought that smelled bad? Dude, take a whiff of this.
Oh, what the hell? It's one big
piece. It smells like a fish tank. I don't know.
Oh, look at you guys.
Good. This smells like dog fart.
Oh my God, this is really good.
Wait, you guys got to see. Yeah.
I can't eat
I've
that.
I've ate it already. Really good.
First bite.
Really good. Tastes exactly like what I make.
Broccoli gives me too much farts now.
Interesting.
Don't give any to Ian.
It smells the same way coming out.
Yeah, don't give it in here.
It does.
It does. That's the weirdest thing about broccoli. It smells the same going in as it coming out, but it tastes good.
You guys, I don't like talking about this. Can we get this out of here?
All right, let's get rid of this broccoli.
All right, let's get out of here.
Let's get this shit out of here.
Sorry for everyone who's...
Is there anyone in around the premises who can come get this broccoli from us?
Apologies to anyone actually eating lunch and watching this right now.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. So yeah, those are my snacks.
Those are really good snacks.
Do you want to address why we're here today?
Why are we here?
Yeah, Ian, you have something to address?
We're...
What? You want to address the allegations of why we're here?
I want to address the allegations.
Jesus.
Look, I'm gonna address the allegations head on.
Oh,
we're here to talk about everybody's least favorite and most favorite place in the world.
I feel like a lot of people fantasize about this place and come up with ideas about what it is.
Yeah.
like things that they're going to love about it, things that they hate about it.
Yeah.
You don't actually know until you're in this place.
Exactly. And that place is
Shake Shack.
The City of Angels, baby. We're talking about Los Angeles.
Where I'm from.
True.
That's true.
So be careful what you say.
You're from here?
Yeah.
You know that?
You didn't know that?
You were not born here, though.
I came when I was two.
That doesn't count.
Close
doesn't
enough.
Count. You are a transplant.
You are already acclimated to another lifestyle.
But you like don't make memories before too. So yeah. You don't remember.
Prove it.
How?
That's true.
What do you remember from when you're one?
Yeah. What do you remember when you were one?
Man, I was doing crazy shit when I was one.
Sucking on titties.
Okay.
Sucking on titties. Playing with. Well, there's two, right?
Yeah.
Not always.
Not always.
Not always.
Cows have multiple. Right. I have a question.
This is just. Can I get a flosser?
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James. I'm sorry. It's just like the fish jerky is like stuck in my teeth.
No, that's
is there any? There's no floss in the wood shop.
I guess I could use wood. Oh, or, yeah, just or get a power
like
a tool.
Yeah, just get a, like a splinter.
Yeah, let me just get.
We
that
have a
spork. Grill.
This
a
is
spork?
Legitimately where the art department builds sets and
yep.
does all these crazy cool things.
Yeah, we're do a lot of stuff productions. Here.
And we're interrupting all their work for this.
Yeah, they're all outside with their equipment
oh my
just
God.
Waiting.
And they're going to come in and it smells like broccoli.
Yeah, they're like, did they come in here, reserve this space for an hour just to fart in it a bunch?
Ooh, new prank, guys. Let's hide oh broccoli. God. Let's hide broccoli in here.
No,
that's so mean.
That is
terrible.
Almost as bad as fish.
Okay, let's get back on subject. So today we're talking about everybody's least favorite, most favorite place, and that's the City of Angels, baby, Los Angeles.
Wait, ask for floss?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, water's close enough.
No, yeah, those get confused all the time. Yeah, it's totally okay.
I think water's close enough, in my opinion. I see some fishing line over there. Maybe we should just pull out the fishing line.
I could also
line.
Just use my hair or that okay. rope.
True. Okay.
Thank you. I'm really happy.
Wait, I'm going to check something really quick.
What?
Ian, we're shooting.
You're going to postmate.
Are you looking up how many people died on Titanic again?
Wait, how many died on the Titanic?
1,500.
Wait, are you sure?
He just checked. Like,
wait, how many people survived? How many people survived?
Yeah, why didn't you Google that? Why wouldn't you look that
up? Who cares about the people that survive catastrophes? I was surprised at how many people survived the Hindenburg.
Okay.
Because that looked like everybody just like straight up died, and a bunch of people survived that, which I don't understand.
But did they have a good quality of life afterwards?
I don't know because I don't care about.
You should have interviewed them. He should have interviewed them.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, damn. Okay. You know, back in 1932,
they could still be alive. My grandma was born in the 20s, and she's still kicking.
Wow,
is she kicking?
Yeah.
Is she kicking?
She's well, no, because she has like a big like not a growth, like a
tumor.
No, toe. Like a
cancers. So
like when you have like heel. A hole in your leg.
A hole in your leg.
Hole in your
diabetes.
A hole in your leg.
What's a hole in your leg?
I don't know. Just move on. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
She okay. Was she in the Hindenburg?
A wound.
A wound.
She has an open wound.
And the hole is just expanding, or
oh my
what?
God, thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, thank
thanks.
You.
Thanks.
Oh, wow, awesome. You got the last one.
Thank you.
I think we should get back to LA.
All right.
This is for sale.
So let's, I guess we're going to talk about the things that we love and the things that we hate about Los Angeles. So are we starting hate?
I think you should start with hate.
Okay.
But in real life, don't lead with hate, people.
You guys, I am from LA, okay? I love LA. Like, I love it. Are you from LA? No, you're not.
No.
None of you guys are from LA.
No,
I moved here.
We're from California.
It's different.
Wow. I moved here 11 years ago.
Wait, okay. I actually watched this video where someone goes like, they're like, LA people, do you guys just think that you're better than everyone? And I was like, whoa.
No.
Like when I'm traveling.
Well, no. Yes.
No. No, I do think so. Because when I'm traveling like outside of the country or like outside of the state and people are like, where are you from? I'm always like, LA. In my head, I'm like, I'm so much cooler.
And
I'm from LA.
I truly
think so.
I tell people Los Angeles, if I'm going to somewhere like Europe, I'm aware of like, well, I think I'm aware of like, if you tell people you're American, that's like,
right.
But if you're like Los Angeles, then I think people are a little bit more forgiving.
They do perk up a little bit too, because it is like aspirational. And they're like,
whoa. They always want to talk to you about something.
Like, oh, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's also like I think a lot of the world is like tuned into American politics, and maybe some people know about the kind of political divide. So, I mean, a lot of Europe, like, you know, hated Trump. And so, like, you know, if you're like, I'm American, right. they're like, why did you vote for Trump?
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, but yeah, last time I was in Europe, this guy asked me where I was from, and I was like, Los Angeles. He was like, I was like, L.A.? He was like, oh, L.A.!
And then,
he was like, oh, I went to Miami. And he talked to me about Miami for like 10 minutes. I was
so
like,
different.
So far.
Pretty that's much
like,
L.A.
That's like literally saying like, oh, you're from Spain? I went to Thailand.
No, literally. Like,
is it that different, you think?
They're so far apart, I mean, like distance wise. I feel like people like overseas, like think that everything is like so close.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like same country. Yeah.
Right.
It would be like saying, oh, you went to Spain. I went to Italy.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Right,
also, someone that I was speaking to about this in Europe, they thought that each of the states were different countries.
I mean, they basically are.
Right? Yeah,
they
kind of. Yeah. Yeah, we have
to be
crazy.
And they're like, what do you call it? Then I was like, a state. They're like, oh, United States. Now I get it. Yeah.
It's true.
Anyway, we're talking about.
And then Canada has to call their provinces because they think they're better than
us. They only got five.
It does sound.
I think I'm more than five.
50. Oh, wait, how many do they have?
Nine?
Okay, Mr. Canadian.
They got nine or something.
Yeah, I actually did not.
Where do you learn all of this?
You have a lot of knowledge.
I don't know. I look at stuff.
You just look
have
at stuff?
Have you seen how big his head is?
Huge head. Huge brain.
10?
Oh, 10.
Yeah.
And you were close.
Why did I think
you
were... I'm stupid.
But yeah, so I do feel like being from LA, I'm just like way better.
I do think there's more to do here. As someone from the middle of nowhere...
Hold on. We got to talk about the things we hate first.
True. That's okay. True. That's true. That's true.
So let's go. All
right. Put on your hater goggles.
All right. So, I mean, this one's obvious. This one's obvious, but I don't think it's as bad as people think it is. Ugh. But obviously, traffic.
He's going to say traffic. Right. I like it.
But honestly, like...
You like traffic?
I love being stuck.
No, you don't.
But I do. I love it.
I think, like, it's I don't even think LA is in the top 10, like, worst traffic in the States. But everyone associates, like, LA with, like, I would never live in LA. The traffic's bad.
Yeah, not bad.
I will say, though, like, coming from, like, a different state, it's not that it's, like, the freeway's backed up and it's bumper to bumper. It's, like, on the residential streets, there's always, like, cars and traffic. Like, it's moving very slow. And so it's, like, you can't get anywhere fast here.
And public transportation is so bad for a city of this size. I mean, it makes sense
there is none.
It's such a sprawl, but still, it's
really rough. I think there's... The weird thing is there's... Like, we have a lot of public transportation here. The issue is the sprawl.
It's so inconvenient, too, and it takes, like, 2 or 3 times as long as driving. Mm.
But we fund public transportation pretty heavily here. Mm-hmm. It's just the issue is that there's just so much space that we have to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I don't know. When I was, like, in Chicago, the public transportation was great, but... It's all like concentrated.
Right. Like this is not a walkable city. You can't like
no.
walk.
Hell anywhere. No. Yeah.
So that is like, I hate that personally. Yeah.
I feel like eventually we'll get there sort of, kind of like they're slowly introducing, they're doing like the road diets, which is like, they're taking like roads like on Hollywood Boulevard. They're changing a bunch of that to be like, instead of like a 2-lane road, it'll now be 1 lane and then a bike lane.
Why? It's less lanes.
Yeah, why?
For me to drive.
It's a two-car brain.
Oh, because they want us to walk.
Oh, I love walking. You guys, I walk a lot, so I don't mind the walk.
Where are you walking?
I'm walking everywhere.
Did you walk here today?
No, I wish, but
I see her walking, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I run by her sometimes.
Do you say hi, or do you like pretend like you
One time I scared her. I jumped out at her.
Yeah, and I was like, well, why would you do that? Yeah, why would you do that?
I thought it was fun.
But my reaction was really dramatic. I was like, oh!
Yeah, and the other people that were walking, they were worried for you for a second.
Yeah, no, but people see me walking all the time.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's crazy that you walk. You know?
Oh my God, I try to walk like 5 miles a day.
A day?
Damn. Nice.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, I do. another thing that I hate that's kind of linked to that is just like... If you want to walk anywhere, you're going to be standing at crosswalks for half of the time. Or you're just like risking your life running across the street, across like 5 lanes of traffic, people just going 40 miles an hour, not looking in on their phone.
Right. Mm. Yeah. But also, I don't get, like, it's crazy that you walk because I don't think people realize LA is a huge suburb. Like, you're not walking like a city.
No.
Yeah, no.
So it's just like houses and stores.
Well, it's kind of like, yeah, it's like a bunch of suburbs with like little tiny cities. Like there's like a lot of like cities within LA County have like their own kind of downtowns and stuff. So it's like, oh, Burbank has like downtown Burbank and Culver City has downtown Culver, whatever you want to call it. Like, there's WeHo. So there's like all these like concentrated areas that are walkable.
Right.
But if you're visiting LA, you have to have a car.
Yes.
Because if you want to get anywhere, it's like, oh, I'm coming to LA. I'm going to go to Santa Monica. Right. Then I'm going to go to Disneyland. And it's like, no, bro, you
better. It's the opposite direction.
Yeah.
I'm like, come to LA. We'll just hang out in my apartment. We'll never leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the optimal
I'm LA having experience. Dinner tonight with people on the West Side. And I told them that they're coming to my side.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to drive to the West Side.
It's a different state, it feels like.
I guess that's another thing I hate is that if you, because of that distance and everything, if you live on the East Side and you have friends on the West Side, no, you don't.
Yeah, you're not friends anymore.
Well, it's like dating someone on the West Side. You're like, that's a long distance relationship.
Or in the Valley.
I love the Valley too. Big Valley person.
That's crazy.
I know. I love
which Valley though? There's two valleys.
What? Well, I like all the valleys.
Okay.
I like all the valleys. I just don't really like Culver City or Santa Monica. Yeah. Like
Santa That's
Monica's
fair.
Santa Monica's very touristy.
Santa Monica scares me. It smells bad. And the streets are weird. It's always gloomy. It's like wet and damp there.
They do have better weather.
No, I hate that weather.
I prefer wet and damp. That's one thing that
you
I
like
don't
like wet and damp.
I like wet and
damp. So you love Santa Monica?
Not Santa Monica wet and damp. That's a different kind of wet.
You like Miami?
Santa Monica does that's weirdly true. Have a Miami vibe.
Yeah,
it does.
It's a Miami.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the thing I hate about LA is it's one type of weather. It's always sunny and dusty.
You hate that?
What?
I hate that it's but always it's sunny and dusty.
You hate that it's always sunny?
He wants the rain. He wants
it's
to look
not
out
one
the
type of weather.
I want to be able to walk outside and not feel like I'm just like boiling in the desert.
Well, winter.
It's not one type of weather though.
It is.
Because like think about like when you're in Santa Monica and then you're like, oh, I have to go to the Valley. And you go over that hill and you literally watch the temperature increase by like 20 degrees.
I'm talking about seasons, not like going, not like I have to, not like I have to travel to Santa Monica.
Hilarious.
I'm saying, okay, sorry. I meant climates.
Yeah, climates are different climates. Than weather.
Okay, you're right.
That's true though. Like we don't have fall and we don't get snow.
Yeah, we do.
No, but not like, it is not like,
it was so
remember when,
cold
remember
last
when
year.
We went out, remember when we walked, we all ran outside because snow was coming down?
That's true.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That's how big of a moment.
Okay, what else do we not like about LA?
I hate Hollywood, personally.
Oh, I hate Hollywood.
I think we can all agree. And it's so funny because everyone is like, oh, I'm going to LA. I'm going to go to Hollywood and I'm going to get a hotel in Hollywood. You're not going to like it.
It's
what
the
do you
worst
mean Hollywood? Ever. Like
Hollywood Boulevard. The neighborhood. Yeah.
Oh, the Hollywood, the neighborhood.
Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a great shoe store. There's a good Foot Locker there.
There's a great David Foster.
Just kidding. I guess like Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a...
Or just like Hollywood in general. If anyone's like, let's go to Hollywood, I'm like, why?
It's basically like all the worst people put into one area.
I feel like it's all the worst qualities about LA in one place.
Yeah. And I think it's like the stereotypical, like what people think of. And it's like, if you're coming to LA, like please go somewhere else other than Hollywood to like experience what it's
kind of funny when people go to Hollywood to look for celebrities.
Yeah.
Like they're out there somewhere walking around being normal people.
That's where you can take those tours.
Have you ever done one of those tours?
I kind of want to try it.
I did never. One in middle school.
The
my
star tours.
What about you, Olivia? You've been here since you were two.
That's funny the way you said that. I had to take like a tour for like a shoot.
Oh, how so you were it? Like being paid to do it?
So you were being paid to do the tour?
Well, no, I think I was like the tour guide.
Oh. What do you mean you think?
I don't know. It was just like,
you're
it was
like I don't know what I was doing.
I basically like we rented a tour bus and it was just me and someone else and we were just like touring Hollywood.
We should for an episode of this get a tour bus and then we give a tour.
Yes.
To the audience.
I must say, okay,
if this video gets 100,000 likes,
Don't promise.
We're doing it.
And I'm the tour guide. But it was, I don't suggest it because it was really loud and the sound, none of it worked.
Oh.
I hate people that come here to LA for 2 years and then leave and then say that LA sucks.
Yeah, just because they can't make it.
Because it's they, well,
I think that's kind of valid.
Partly they. I don't know if it's necessarily they couldn't make it, but I think like LA is this like area of like distinct different neighborhoods, and I think sometimes people just don't find their place.
Yeah, that's so true.
Or they'll be like, LA sucks. It's so full of fake people. And it's like, okay, but like,
where were you?
Isn't that your fault?
Like, were you around?
Yeah, you were in West Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah. At the Grove.
Like,
no hate to the Grove. Sorry.
I do. It's like, I hate LA. It's full of gay people. It's like, you're in West Hollywood. Okay. Like,
I can say I've lived here 11 years. I've never felt at home here.
Well, should we break that down?
Sure. I just feel like LA just has weird vibes where it just doesn't feel like it's welcoming.
Not for you.
It just doesn't feel welcoming.
It's definitely not welcoming. Like, it takes a minute. Like, it takes a few years to, like, find, like, your people and, like, the neighborhoods that you like for
sure.
Wait,
I take Anthony to the 626, and he's like, I'm at home.
What's 626?
That's the San Gabriel Valley. It's where all the Asians are.
Yeah, it's where I grew up.
Okay.
He's like, I love this place. I feel at home.
They have lumpia here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Yeah. That's where all the good Asian food is.
Yeah.
Maybe you just haven't been to the right neighborhood yet.
I haven't found a single vibe in LA that I was like, this is it.
Except there
were like 2 weeks where it was really rainy and overcast. I was like, this is it. I was like, oh, because it's not LA anymore.
Maybe you should try Seattle. Yeah.
Or Miami.
Or anywhere, really.
It doesn't rain anywhere.
Okay, you're right.
Why don't you live in the rainforest?
That does not sound bad.
Right.
Have you been to the Rainforest Cafe?
It's close enough.
Wait,
it's a good simulation.
Live there.
Sorry,
yeah, live there.
Live there.
Okay. You were going to say something and I cut you off.
Oh, yeah. I guess like what I don't like about LA sometimes is that there are some streets that smell.
Smell is a big thing for you.
It's a huge thing because you know what it is? It's like it's so hot here.
Yeah.
And things are just sitting under the sun.
That's true.
Like, so like things are just like smelly.
See, you have some gripes with the weather too.
I don't like... I don't. I guess maybe I just don't go to places that smell. But
are you sniffing?
I be sniffing.
Are you sure you're sniffing?
Yeah, I mean, like except for like garbage day when everyone's cans are out.
Oh my god, I do not walk on garbage days.
That's smart.
Because
that's very smart.
I was getting. Did you guys know that I was getting strep throat a lot?
A lot.
You're getting
like,
what?
My second, third year at Smosh, I was just like getting strep throat all the time.
Oh no!
You still have your tonsils?
I do.
Oh.
But I was getting strep throat a lot, and the doctor was like, "Oh, I feel like you're just exposed to a lot of bacteria."
Did you start washing your hands after you went poopy?
Ian, of course.
Okay, just making sure.
Ian just learned about. I think that. It was That's just like he's asking.
He just read the sign that was in the bathroom for the first time today.
Employees, please wash hands before returning to work.
Before 2020, he just never washed his hands.
He's like, "Why?
Yeah, I didn't know you had to."
Wait, I have a question. Huh. Are you gonna shower today?
What do you mean?
I'm just wondering. You're going to shower?
Yeah.
After this?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You're going to have to after
you're going to shower, right?
What she's about to drop on you, you're going to have to.
Why are you asking me?
What knowledge bomb are you going to drop on?
I don't know. You're going to shower?
Yeah, usually I'm a morning shower person, but I'm seeing somebody after this.
Do you guys shower after work?
No.
No, I shower before work.
Oh my God. Wait, guys, you know what every time I'm done with work, right? The first thing I have to do is I go home and I take a shower.
Yeah.
Every day. Wash off like
every time.
Is that your second shower or that's your like daily shower?
Second shower.
Wow.
Is that to like wash off something like the bad energy?
Or what? Is it me?
No, I there's just like a lot of like smells and there's like a lot of
again,
like
with the smells.
Yeah. No, and then like the bathrooms, like
right. Because that's fair.
I try not to use the bathroom when I'm at work.
Yeah. Yeah, I do know that.
Have you ever ran into an emergency? Healthy.
Well, yeah, no, I used the bathroom yesterday because I drank so much water.
Right.
Which is good, which you should do.
But like, I just feel like I need to wash. Like, if I'm walking outside, if my body touches outside air, I have to shower when I get home.
Is it because you don't want to bring it into your home?
Yes, obviously.
You just like being clean.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What? Okay, what? I'm also trying to rebrand right now because a lot of people know me as the girl who doesn't wash their legs.
Oh, right.
So I'm really doing a big, push.
Maybe if you wash your legs, then you don't need to wash twice a day.
I don't wash my legs either.
Maybe you'd feel cleaner,
No.
But you're not...
Comments
you're,
about like, it. I don't give a fuck.
Your skin doesn't seem dried out.
Well, I'm sure she moisturizes.
Not today. I used to not moisturize.
I didn't either.
Wait, can we go back to him? You don't wash your legs?
No.
Oh.
Why would I do that?
Do you wash anything?
Is this a polio shot?
No.
Yeah.
Didn't think so.
What? Wait, can we go back to...
Yeah.
Where?
She's got the polio scar.
Oh, I thought she had a Band-Aid on. And it's, you just called guessed which, like, it's
called
a fob
this shot. Is, yeah, this is proof that you're born in LA.
Yeah, all my sibling, or, yeah, all my family who is from the Philippines all have
it. We have a fob shot.
Yeah, yep. Except theirs was massive and disgusting. Yours looks fine.
Whoa, damn. Yeah.
Well, it's because she takes care of her skin.
Theirs is like almost a gaping hole.
Oh.
Damn! Oh.
Like your grandmother?
Like my grandmother's leg. I don't know if that's still true. Wait, do you guys shower before dates?
You have to?
Yeah.
I would say it depends if I was doing, like, what I was doing before that date.
What if you were just, like, sitting on your couch?
If I was sitting on my couch, then I think I'm good to go.
Yeah, if I showered in the morning already and didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything. What if, like, you guys, like, went to a grocery store?
It might be okay. Like, but if I got sweaty, then I would definitely
take actually, a shower. Yeah, if I just went to a grocery store, maybe it'd be fine.
Or I might do like a body
like a rinse shower, off.
Rinse off. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Like if I sweat bath? At all, I would.
See, I only line up like my hangouts with men based on my like shower schedule.
So what time of day do you?
No, it has to be like, I will only hang out with a man if I like, it's a day I'm planning to shower.
We don't shower. So
like, I'm not going to go out of my
you
way
plan
to shower.
You plan meeting people based around
like a
your
date.
Shower schedule.
Yeah. Like,
wait,
like
why
I
don't
can't
you
see
just
you
shower?
Today because
only men,
see you.
Only men.
Wait, you don't shower every day?
I'll rinse my body every day, but I don't wash my hair every day.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's like, I'll line it up on a day like that.
I have girlfriends who are like this.
I'm not going to go out of my way to shower for a man.
Yeah, yeah. Especially
not
with
hair. If I'm not dating him.
And your hair is,
Yeah.
Like, I wash my hair every day, which is not good.
Right, it's not good for your hair.
It's not good for my
hair. It's a waste of my time. Like, he hasn't proved himself yet. Why am I going to, like, put in all this work?
I mean... Okay.
You guys don't even shower. You don't even shower for the day.
I mean, I will shower if I need to shower, but I'm not going
to
like,
I don't need to shower.
I'm not
going to
not see somebody because I didn't shower.
Well, I'm not going to be like, no, we can't today. I'll just pick a day that I know is on my schedule.
Yeah, where her hair is washed.
That is saying, no, I can't today.
No, because they're like, when are you free? And then I tell them the day that I know that I'm free and my hair is clean.
But if you're literally free on a dirty day.
Well, like mentally, I'm not free.
Yeah, because she has dirty hair.
This is only in the beginning. If we were like, if I was established like dating this person, like then I wouldn't care.
Wait, what is your hair wash schedule like?
I can only go 3 days without washing my hair and then it gets too bad.
Do you wash your hair every day?
In the times of COVID, I was definitely washing my hair less. But yeah, I mean like whenever I shower, I generally wash my hair. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like every 2 or 3 days.
Oh.
Wow. I feel like there's weird vibes now.
I feel like when you have thicker, curlier hair, you don't need to wash it quite as much.
Is that true?
I wash my hair every day, though.
I think so.
Well, that's because that's what your hair is used to.
Well, curly hair is just like...
Well, maybe thicker and coarser, I mean, not
you
curly.
Do, you do one thing wrong, and it's just like...
Oh, yeah, it gets frizzy super easily.
And so
oh, my God,
risk.
Wait,
there's
I thought
more
you...
risk involved.
What?
You had a perm this whole time.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Didn't you use
no,
to?
He's got...
No.
You have naturally,
naturally
curly hair.
Curly hair. Yeah.
No way. You did not really think I had a
wait,
perm.
Wait, I thought you got a perm once, though.
Yeah, I feel
no,
like
why would
perm.
I get a perm? No, I used to get it chemically straightened.
Oh, that's what it was.
It was the opposite.
Oh!
The straight hair was fake. This is...
Whoa!
This is just I woke up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No way.
Are you for real? You
I'm
thought this was
real.
A perm?
Dude, I haven't seen you in, like, 8 years.
You
I don't know.
You thought I just had this perm this whole time? That's crazy.
Yeah, well, like, a lot of people want a hairstyle like that.
Actually, you know what? When like 6 or 7 years ago before I left Smosh, I was blow drying it and it would just become straight because it was wet and then dried. But now it's dry naturally.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. This is all natural.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So anything else we
want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What do you hate about LA?
Besides the people in this room?
I mean, the cops suck.
Coffee is really expensive.
That's
coffee
everything's
is
expensive.
Expensive.
Everything's expensive.
Everything is really expensive.
What's the thing that probably costs way too much? Like
coffee,
living,
matcha,
housing,
living. Okay, yeah, living's probably the one that's the furthest away from like what something should cost. Elsewhere.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably the one.
Yeah,
totally right.
Do you guys want to talk about things you love about LA? Yes.
Love.
Oh wait, I got one more hate. Okay, so this is a hate, but it's connected to a love.
Okay.
So I like hiking, and there's actually some good hiking around LA. The thing I hate is that because this is like, it's wilderness that's connected to a city, and a lot of people, I feel like maybe they didn't grow up hiking or didn't, like, it, there's a lot of litter. People will like bring stuff up into the mountains and like drink like a 24 pack of beer and just toss the cans.
There's also a lot of graffiti like on the rocks on the trails and stuff.
That's true. Too. So it's like the litter pisses me off. Like people have like no respect for this, like this nice thing that we have so close to us. And it, and that legitimately makes me mad.
That's fair.
That's true. It's weird when I go to like another country and their trails or their wilderness is like taken care of and like respected.
Yeah.
There's like no graffiti or trash everywhere. It's so interesting.
I think because people treat it like it's an amusement park. Mm-hmm. They're like, they want to like picnic and they're like, well, somebody else will pick this up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rude.
And they don't think to like, the whole thing is pack out what you packed in and leave no trace. Mm-hmm. And they don't have like somebody with like a pamphlet there at the entrance going like, hey, here's the rules of being in a park. And so people just like abuse it. And that's
why a lot of the parks in California cost money to like go into or park in and stuff like that. Yeah, it prevents people from being that.
You're right. You're totally right.
Do you think people in LA are just more entitled and that's why they're not picking up their trash?
Yes. I think there's a wave of people moving to LA or who are here in LA who just feel like this is an amusement park and they're here to like get everything that they can out of it. And they are selfish.
I don't know. I just think it's humans. I wouldn't say it's like,
well, it's also a culture though, because if you go to other places, there's just people will, you know, be in the same type of whatever, but then treat it better. So there's something about it.
For sure. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Because, yeah, you, like, go to Japan and there's, like, no trash cans on the street, but the street is
immaculate.
So clean.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, yeah, I fucking hate those people. Not Japanese people. The people that leave litter on the ground in parks.
You hate people that can respect their environment?
Yeah. They're so lame.
Grow some balls.
Yeah.
But things you love.
Things we love about it. There's...
I love waking up and looking outside and seeing that the weather is not LA weather.
That's like, when not
does that
ever.
Happen? Yeah, when does that happen?
Last winter season, it was a good rainy.
It did rain a lot.
It was such a good rainy
season. Like that, I was so sad.
I know.
Why?
I was so upset.
I would just sit out on my balcony and it would be pouring rain and it would be so humid. I would just be breathing in water. And I was
humid?
Like,
it's no.
It was nice for a few days, but then like my depression definitely got worse. No. I was like, I need
that helps my depression because I feel like, oh, everyone needs to just be inside and relax and be at peace. And I was like, that's exactly what I want to do every day anyway.
We got to get you to the Pacific Northwest.
I've been there and it is really nice there. It is really nice. And the air doesn't smell like
that's true.
Dust and exhaust.
I really
don't like
that.
No, it just smells like mold.
You don't like it there?
No.
I kind of like that.
I like when it's hot. I want hot. I want hot, sunny.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my vibe. I want it like warm. I hate AC. I hate the rain.
That's crazy.
I hate AC. This is good temperature.
You like this? I'm sweating so much
right now. It's a little musty.
Oh my God. I love when it's warm.
Because we're not wearing tanks. That's all it takes.
So for my birthday, I begged. Sam was like, what do you want for your birthday? And I was like, just 1 week of no AC.
That's wild.
That's actually so good.
And my birthday is in August.
Because you run cold.
I'm always cold.
Yeah.
And I just like don't think we need AC. Like
I agree.
Yeah.
I'll just turn off my AC for days and then I can just walk around in shorts in my own house.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
I will say when I lived in an apartment without AC, like I was just used to it. Like moving into like my new place with AC, I'm like, it's fucking cold. Like your body like adapts.
We don't need we should just adapt to just how the temperature
is. And then you just open the windows at night and then close them in the morning before it gets too hot.
Sleeping with the window open, in the summer, wow. That's my dream.
It depends on where you live, because in LA, sometimes you could be near a noisy road. You could be where there's like sirens.
Sure, but that's like New York too.
Yeah,
a lot of places.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you have like a peaceful sleep in New York City, because shit's always popping off. Dude, when I went to Chicago and stayed in that, they were having like a freaking race outside.
It's the city.
Until like 3 a.m. People were like revving their engines.
Did you say that about Japan too?
People revving their engines?
Yeah, remember you said that you stayed at this hotel in Japan and they were like racing cars?
No. Are you sure I wasn't talking about Chicago?
He might have been talking about Chicago.
Right, the same thing. Chicago. Close enough.
But...
I think the food is pretty good here in terms of restaurants and stuff. Good. And I think that there's a huge variety for any type of dietary restriction or cultural preference. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's a little bit of all of that here.
That's food fair. Food goes food goes crazy here. Sometimes I think it's a little too crazy where I'm like, you guys could simplify a little bit because some people try to get too fancy, but
like what?
Like, I don't know, man. Like sometimes places just like, they want to like put a spin on it, like put a spin on American classic. And it's like, no dude, just do the simple thing. Well,
it's because they're looking for that Instagram post, you know?
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of places that do the simple thing well, like Apple Pan, where they make a really good burger.
Right.
I love LA because of the culture, the food culture. Like it's the best. And you feel like really normal here. Well, at least I feel really normal here. Like, like growing up in the 626, predominantly Asian area, but I just like felt like normal. Like I didn't feel like a weird alien, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when I feel like LA is a great place for that. There's so many different cultures and no one's asking you stupid questions. Like, I don't know. Like they're not racist. Like there's racism everywhere, but like in LA, I feel like they're more accepting.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the food culture here is the strongest culture here. Like, I don't think there's a huge culture otherwise, except for like entertainment and stuff like that. But it's mostly like food culture is really, really strong.
I also think the entertainment culture like here, it's like where, you know, it's like Hollywood. That's what people see LA as. And I think that's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's culture. Like,
that's true. Yeah. Cause it's like,
it's not my vibe doesn't mean it's not the culture.
Yeah.
Right.
Cause it's like, yeah, I guess like, yeah, we're always just talking about TV shows or movies or like other media and stuff.
I will say like what threw me off when I moved here was the amount of billboards and advertising for media and entertainment.
And that is so weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you go anywhere else, it's like lawyer billboards and like Budweiser billboards. And then, and then here it's like, all the billboards are like, here's a new TV show.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's super, super weird.
A lot of other countries too, they don't even have billboards. It's like not part, like it's not allowed in those areas.
Yeah.
Just to like preserve the visual aesthetics of, you know, the whatever the area is.
Yeah.
But LA is just like billboard, entertainment.
Yeah, gotta get that advertising.
Yeah. I've heard that some studios will put like the billboard of like the movie or the show that they're working on just around like the execs. Like where they live.
Because they want
think it's being more promoted than it is. And like that's why.
And it's like to like boost morale though. It really does. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it works.
Because it's like we're all in the industry. Like we're probably going to watch it either way.
Yeah.
But like it's for the executive.
Oh.
And I think my movies like to like take a picture in front of it and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of.
Or their egos.
Yeah. It's like this whole ego boost thing.
My favorite billboard that I saw recently was a billboard. So basically there's these things called for your consideration billboards or advertisements. And so studios will run like an ad for a show that they want to win an Emmy. So they'll put like, you know, what's a current, The Bear. Like you'll see like The Bear and you'll be like, why is there an ad for The Bear? It came out 5 months ago. And it's like, oh, it's for your consideration for the people that vote for the Emmys. They want The Bear to win an Emmy. So I saw for your consideration, it was the Oscars for your consideration for an Emmy.
Wait,
what?
What?
The Oscars.
Oh, the award show is trying to get an Emmy?
Yeah, the Oscars are trying to get an Emmy.
No way.
That's and so I was funny.
So confused because there was this billboard that was a shot of when Ryan Gosling did the I'm Just Ken performance.
Oh, yes.
Iconic. And I was like, why is there a billboard for Ryan Gosling doing the I'm Just Ken performance? I was like, for the Emmys? But that was the Oscars. What? And I was like, yeah.
I guess I never really like thought that deep into these billboards.
Because well, you've been here you your know. Whole life, right?
Yeah.
You don't have those in any other city.
Yeah, billboards in other cities suck ass.
That's what makes it so awesome.
Right.
Because it's like, LA is just, it's filled with rich history.
Right.
You know?
No, there is, especially like old classic Hollywood.
Yeah, it's
like,
the capital.
A lot of like that of culture and vibe.
Movies.
Also, another favorite billboard thing is the lawyers. The lawyer billboards in LA are very specific.
Yes.
And everyone has their favorite, you know? You got Call Jacob.
Didn't you dress up?
You
like
got Anne Fong.
Who's Anne Fong?
It says something wrong, call Anne Fong.
You've seen her.
Then you got
Accidentes.
Veronica.
You got Accidentes. Yeah, that dude with the big ass mustache. Yeah, yeah. 777777.
And then the Veronica with the dog.
Yeah, Veronica with the dog.
Yeah, there's this woman. Her name's Veronica, and she has a German Shepherd.
Yep.
And so she's always posing with the German Shepherd.
And she's on buses a lot of times.
Yeah, she's on a lot
with
of buses.
With Accidentes guy.
Accidentes, he's got the big mustache. But Veronica, that dog is sometimes wearing a suit.
Sometimes
has sunglasses. Yes. Yeah. Sweet James, he's elsewhere. He's worldwide.
Sweet James's wife or ex-wife is a Real Housewife of Orange County.
What?
You didn't know this?
No.
And he served her on the show.
That's sick.
Crazy.
Do you think that was a sponsorship?
I don't know. Like he's disappeared. He owes a bunch of money, apparently.
Well, that's
Sweet cool. James allegedly. Owes money?
Yes. It's on the show. You got to watch
it. I just saw him in a YouTube video. He showed up.
Never mind.
He showed up in this guy's YouTube video to like promote Sweet James.
If you had to disappear, where would you flee to?
Ooh. In LA?
No, anywhere in the world.
Oh.
Anywhere in the world. Wait, like we have to stay hidden?
Yeah like we, IRS like, is coming after.
Are we trying
you.
Not to, so we're trying not to be in like a city.
You are trying not to be seen or like found.
Okay.
I mean, you could like pull an Army Hammer and like go to like Grand Cayman Islands. I think that's where he went.
He's back now.
He's back now. He sold his pickup truck. Too much gas.
Oh, he's eco-friendly now.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Where would I go?
I'm trying to decide if I'd go somewhere super remote or somewhere super populated. So I would
I'd stay in LA.
You wouldn't even try to hide.
I'm here.
You just go where no one else would go. Riverside.
My God, Scott! The look on Scott's face when you did that
God.
Was so
what
upset.
What you just did was crazy.
He had to turn down the volume
Sorry.
To like 12%. That was insane. You gotta
Chatsworth.
Get the heads up.
Van Nuys, Reseda.
Okay.
Only LA people
okay.
get that.
Okay. LAX has pretty direct flights all over the world.
I hate LAX.
LAX sucks.
So
but you can
much.
Get out of LA and go somewhere direct flight pretty easily.
Yeah, LAX
that's true.
Is great.
LAX can go fuck itself.
No, LAX
hey,
sucks.
Hey, you guys relax.
No, it's awful. And the Uber situation?
Yeah, it sucks.
Worst in the world.
Yeah, but it's
LA exit?
But do you have a solution?
I do have a solution.
Yeah, let the Ubers come up to the door.
Well, it
like, who cares?
I do have a solution. It is a little more expensive, but Uber Black does pick you up from the terminal.
I have. You have told me that before.
It's twice as expensive.
Twice?
I think it is.
Or just get
it's not cheap.
Yeah. Or get a friend to come pick you up.
No,
no one.
No, do not ask
what?
A friend
actually,
to pick you
don't.
Up from LAX.
I feel like that's a different like culture thing because like in any other state, like back home, like yeah. I would gladly drive my friend to the airport that is an hour away, but the second I moved here, like you don't drive people to the airport.
Oh, that's the
unless
thing
you're
do.
Like deeply in love with them, you don't drive them to the airport.
You're not deeply in love with all your friends?
No.
Okay.
I drive my friends to the airport. I pick them. I just
this is
like,
good to know.
That is so
yeah.
thoughtful.
Don't
so I am going to LAX next week.
Yeah, what time?
Around 7 a.m.
Yeah, I could do it.
Okay.
You know, I
well,
would,
but I have a back problem right now. So I can't sit in traffic.
I would happily pick someone up and drop them off if they were coming to see me specifically.
Yes.
That's
like I'll
different.
Pick my sister up.
Yeah. If they're just a friend who's coming here and I just yes. happen to be like hang out with him one day, I'd be like, just get an Uber, bro.
I don't mind it because it's like you get the time in the car to like listen yeah. to music, podcasts, and then like you're helping out a friend because
yeah.
you don't have
right.
to pay $100 on
and
Uber.
LAX, that little system is horrible.
Yeah. Like you're helping yeah. them out and they'll, and I think, you know, it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah. So for the people that don't know, LA exit is what happened was there's too many Ubers that were like waiting at the terminals. So what they did was they basically built like a parking lot almost.
They turned a parking lot.
So you have to get on a shuttle bus
or walk,
and you have to go to this like area, and then you get picked up from the Uber. there. Mm. So like you get off the plane, then you walk through the terminal, then you walk out of the airport.
And then you find that LAX shuttle.
And you go to the LAX, and then you can call an Uber. Yeah. And I'm just like, no.
There's also always a really long line to get on the shuttle, and everyone has like their luggage.
Yeah. And everyone's confused in it.
See, that's why you want a friend to pick you up.
No, that's right. True.
No, it's true.
But they are built, they apparently by the time of the Olympics, there's going to be a train that's going to pick you up from LAX. And
but doesn't it only go up to like Santa Monica?
Ew.
Well,
is that 2028?
Yeah, I don't really know. Yeah.
Oh, I better be out of here by then. That's my goal.
You got to be in the rain.
I got to get out of here by the Olympics.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Like you have time. You have 4 years.
I'll figure it out.
What if you move and then it like starts permanently raining here?
Oh my God. Please don't say that. Please do not say that.
It could happen.
I would be so upset.
Maybe it's you. Maybe it doesn't rain because you're here. Yeah.
I'm the problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else do I love about LA?
Well, I mean, talking airports, the Burbank Airport. Love that.
We fly, love fly that. Into there.
Fly.
Well,
don't fly into there. We want to keep it small.
That's true. Forget what we said.
Retract.
Yeah. We're going to bleep that. We're going to bleep that.
Shout out Din Tai Fung.
Din Tai Fung is everywhere.
Oh,
I still never had it.
Well, it's from Arcadia, actually.
Is it?
Oh, we have In-N-Out.
California. Actually, really? A lot of states have In-N-Out now.
Oh, really?
What about Crumble Cookies?
Everyone.
That's everywhere.
Okay. All right.
What about Cinnaholic?
Cinnaholic. I don't know.
I didn't even know we had that.
Yeah.
Wait, oh man.
Cinnamon roll.
So good. Wait. They're like vegan. Like
Sunset? Oh, that's why.
So good. Oh my God. Dude, I want a cinnamon roll.
Pija Palace.
Ooh, I'm going there tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
It's an Indian-Italian fusion restaurant. It is the best food ever, and I can't eat it anymore because literally all of it is gluten, but it is the best.
You can.
Right.
I asked
Avish, the guy who owns it. I was like, so like, what if someone has dietary restrictions? And he's like, then don't come here.
I think that's fair. I literally do not come here.
He's like, if you're gluten free, don't eat here.
Yeah. Well, because I asked them that too. I was like, do you have anything that's gluten? And he was like, I guess not.
It didn't even cross his mind. Is there like not like how like lactose intolerant people can take a pill?
No.
There's not one for gluten?
No.
That sucks. Yeah.
You should get on that. Wait, you should get on that.
Someone should invent that drug and make
it. Dude, they will make trillions.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's happening now.
I hope it happens.
Yeah. Do you think that there's going to be a pill so that a vegan could eat non-vegan food?
What?
It changes the form. It turns it into a vegetable.
Yeah, it changes it. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes it so that no more harm was done.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Okay, I think we could invest in a few new pills. We just come up with some new ideas. If you guys want to take those ideas, I don't even care.
Big Pharma, hit us up.
Yeah. We got the vegan pill and we got the gluten
pill.
Aw. Yeah. And you guys can like team up and sell it together. And it can
I'm willing to team up with Big Pharma. Yo, Pfizer. Lily, hit me up.
What else did I want?
Bayer.
You're listing every company that makes pills that you know of.
What are you saying?
Oh, I don't know. I love a lot of things about LA.
And what else do you love?
Just
the architecture.
The Griffith Observatory is really cool.
It is.
That one piece of architecture here that people know about, that's really nice.
Yeah, it's from GTA 5. You play GTA 5, you've seen the Griffith Observatory. I like the car culture here is sick.
What's the car culture?
Yeah, where is that at? God,
what is it like?
Whoa.
It's like everything.
Tell
like
me so I can avoid it.
It's everything.
No, what is it like? What do you like about it and what are the people like?
Well, because like I feel like in Sacramento it was like you had very like distinct groups that like there I don't know, it was just like either you had like rich dudes that drove like Ferraris. And then you had like, dudes in like Civics. And I feel like here in LA, there's just this like wide variety, like at Cars and Coffee, which is like a car meet kind of thing. There will be like every type of car. And like, it's like people that just like, oh, this guy had like one niche interest in like this one kind of like French car. And so it's like, it's just like this varied kind of thing. You'll see cars that you don't see anywhere else. Like you'll
it's almost
see,
like a car show at that point.
Like a Bob's Big Boy.
Like you know, a Bob's Big
they
Boy.
They have really cool car shows.
Walked by one the other, I was like, what's going on here?
At Bob's Big Boy?
Yeah, I didn't realize that was
you were there? Here. You were in Burbank?
Yeah, I was just walking around.
You're walking around Burbank.
On a 5 mile walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like, that kind of car culture is like, it's hard to find elsewhere. That's like that good. And I feel like it's not just like rich jerks. Yeah.
Right. It's just people with niche hobbies.
Yeah.
And speaking of car culture, there's one thing in LA that many people come here to try.
Right.
And I'm just going to bring it up.
Meth?
Erewhon.
Oh.
Erewhon.
You couldn't go a single video without mentioning Erewhon.
Guys, I actually requested to stop talking about Erewhon. I'm not going to lie. But if we're talking about LA.
You have to mention Erewhon.
You have to mention Erewhon.
I did finally try the Hailey Bieber smoothie.
It's so good.
Somebody else paid for it.
The Halle Berry smoothie?
Thankfully.
The Halle Berry smoothie.
At Irwin's?
At Irwin's.
You didn't have that? Okay.
The Halle Berry smoothie at Irwin's.
You know that guy on TikTok that goes, I'm at Irwin's, I'm having the Halle Berry smoothie?
No, I've never seen that. You know that reference?
Only from her.
Oh.
That's okay. Crazy. I haven't seen it.
It's really funny. He's like this New Yorker.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
But it's a $20 smoothie. And it's pretty good.
It is
pretty good.
Is it $20 good?
Yeah. Well, is it $20? I mean, I don't
is it $20 good?
I don't think you should pay $20 for a smoothie.
I think it's like 17. So
17.
Yeah, come on.
On Postmates, it's more.
Yeah. I went to like see how much Erewhon was on Postmates last night, and like for a plate, it was $37 before tip.
I never
like
do
a
that.
Full for, service yeah. restaurant.
Yeah, it's not.
That's crazy.
Although they're hot, whatever you call it,
bar.
The hot bar. Erewhon is crazy.
You should try the gluten-free mac and cheese. They have one.
Gats.
Food. For I do $15. Think, again, it's food. I feel like LA wins in the food category.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true. And apparently the car enthusiast category.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Here's another thing that I'd like to bring, but this is just generally California. Okay. We have amazing produce here. Like if you go to the farmer's market,
you should know vegan.
Yeah. We have amazing produce.
You're not a big farmer's market guy, are you?
Well, I am because the strawberries taste so... So strawberries are my favorite fruit, I decided.
Oh, cute.
This is a huge reveal.
But only... I know this is a new lore drop. Only when it tastes like a strawberry because there's so many strawberries at grocery stores that just taste like...
I hear you.
Nothing.
It's like... I don't know how it's like 5% the flavor. I don't know how they... How
it's like all white on the inside.
All white. They're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like all show. And I feel like the strawberries are a perfect representation of the way people feel about... LA, like looking in from the outside, is like this beautiful, huge strawberry, and then it's just like flavorless.
Yeah, California produce, goated.
Yeah, but the fresh produce from the actual farmers directly.
Yes, the farmers markets are like very clutch.
It's amazing. Like I am going all the time, and that's where I get most of my produce. You guys, like we're so fortunate that the stuff that we're eating, like in LA, tastes like what it's supposed to taste like.
And that's why we're better than you.
And that is why. I'm better than you. I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
I'm kidding. Please I'm say. Kidding. No, but someone commented like on a video recently where I was like talking about corn and like I've been shucking my own corn because when I was a farmer, it's like on the thing and then there's like a little worm on top almost all the time.
Oh yeah.
And then so I'm like shucking it and there's always like a little caterpillar and stuff like that.
Aww.
And
then,
really,
where
cute.
Do you put the caterpillar?
I put it back into the. It's really weird. Like I'm like
she
I don't
squishes
know.
It.
Like, you put it back it? Into like the trash?
No. The all the corn. There's a huge box of corn.
She said it's not home yet.
Oh.
No. I shuck it there.
Okay, so and then you just put the worm back in the box.
Someone else can have
it. Like,
the worm.
This is where he
Someone's
lives.
Someone's going to end up with the last corn is going to be covered in worms.
Yes, exactly. That's where they live. They feel comfortable on the tip of the corn.
Oh,
I did not know this.
Yes.
I've seen that's that so before.
Cute.
It's very cute.
It's really cute. And almost all that's
the
almost
green
all
caterpillar
of them.
That is like the, that did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. The little inchworm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're just up there. So
they're just up there.
They're up there hanging out until I come and I remove it. But like, so I was talking about like shucking my own corn and someone goes, oh my gosh, like I just recently had a California corn and it just like tastes like real corn compared to what I've been getting at the grocery store where it just doesn't taste like anything.
I used to go to the state fair cause it was up near Sacramento and they would just have corn like on the open grill and you would just get this huge ass corn on the cob and they would butter it for you. And then you just throw any spices you want that.
Yeah.
That was ideal California living.
And here in LA, we got the corn man.
We got taco trucks too.
Yeah, we got
food trucks are good here
food
too.
Trucks,
yeah.
Food
so
trucks are
it all comes back to food.
It's food.
Yeah. Well, because everyone here, we're also like, there's so many different cultures here and like it's being represented through food.
I just That's thought of the best idea.
What?
You mix the car enthusiasts with the food trucks. So you got food truck enthusiasts who soup up their food trucks and they show off their super rare food trucks and they serve amazing cultural food.
Whoa.
You could have the best of all worlds right in one place.
You're just giving out all these great ideas for food.
Have it.
Interesting.
I don't want any of it. Have
Big
it.
He Pharma, just wants the take rain.
It. Yeah, Big Pharma, let's do it. Collab.
And they can sell pills out of the truck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good produce.
So I asked the audience what their assumptions about LA was.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Because I wanted to know.
Okay, fine.
Can we have a whole other channel for this?
Sorry, these are their theories, not assumptions.
Okay, yeah.
Theories. Because we don't want to get sued. We don't want to get sued by Anthony.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm just going to bring some up and you guys can share your thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone said LA is like a super gay New York. And they wanted to mention that they are a gay New York resident.
Sure. Well, again, it goes down. It goes back to the neighborhoods, because if you're talking, like, Silver Lake was the first gay neighborhood.
Wait, should
LA.
We have to say?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Should we have to say true or false before we talk?
Oh,
true. Okay, so sure. True. Yeah. So Silver Lake was the first gay neighborhood. It's where we had our very own sort of Stonewall incident. Where the LAPD shot like a gas canister through a window and killed a dude.
Oh.
It was like a place where gay people were meeting up when it was like illegal.
So before 2015?
A little bit before that. And then obviously there's WeHo, which is just like crazy. Any other gayborhoods? I think those are the main two.
I feel like I don't even notice it anymore. It's not.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's not that big of a deal anymore. It's just kind of like, because I think. There used to be like a lot of like gay bars in Silver Lake, and now most of them are closed down. Because I think it's not like, it doesn't need to be concentrated anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They take off the word gay and it just says bar, and they're like, whoa, what is this?
Suddenly our business got more popular.
Jeez. The next theory is it's a bunch of sweaty actors who go to improv clubs on Friday nights to find friends and also traffic.
Yes.
Also true.
Yeah, that's true.
It is true.
It's true.
To a certain extent. Not everyone.
Well, also, I feel like sweaty is kind of a loose term. The weather here is hot enough to be sweaty all the damn time, but also
I think
sweaty,
a lot of
like in the attitude.
Yeah, I think a lot of the sweaty actors going, I think a lot of the guys that are going to actors going to improv probably are sweaty.
Also, sweaty's kind of hot now. You know, it's like a breed of aesthetic. Yeah.
Sweaty's in.
You don't want an improv guy though.
No, what? I do not. We're, absolutely not.
Guys, this office is filled with improv.
And exactly why. We know firsthand.
Don't sweaty's in.
Sweaty's in.
Sweaty's in.
But improv is not.
I'm so down to be damp.
Okay.
So am I. I enjoy being a little damp.
Me too.
Wow, we're learning so much.
Yeah. Do we?
Do we?
Do we?
Yeah, do we?
Yes,
wow.
We do.
Yes,
wow.
We do.
You added there?
Mm. Wow.
Okay.
Mm. Next theory. As a Canadian, I imagine Los Angeles as incredibly busy but lonely at the same time, as many people are very goal-oriented and there are many well-formed social groups.
True.
True.
That's very true. Very true. Very That's true. Actually true. Spot on.
I feel like it's very hard to find friends here if you are interested.
Yes.
And if you don't have like an interest that's very specific.
Yeah. True. I think that's why a lot of people, I think, burn out of LA because they don't find their social circles.
Yeah.
But like there are so many people and you can find a hobby in any thing that is full of people and you could probably find a social circle within those hobbies.
Yeah. I will say there is also, and this is not everyone, but there are people here who do just want to like use you for things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a scary part about making friends here.
Really?
I think that just like, that is another issue of like, in the entertainment industry where making connections and networking is like vital.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes people get it twisted where they're like, oh, I thought you were my friend.
Right.
But then you used me. And it's like, well, everyone here is trying to get ahead. And I think some people they maybe don't, maybe there's not an understanding of like, oh, we're more of like acquaintances that are in the same industry.
Right, like you're networking.
So you should be like, is this as friends or networking? And then you just need to be honest.
I don't feel that way. You guys, I actually don't feel that way. I think every business or industry is like that.
Oh, for sure. I think it's in every
industry. Yeah, but I just think that in Hollywood and entertainment, it is more of a stereotype, but I think that's like literally everywhere. Like you could be in, I don't know, tech or anything else. And that's like the same thing. It's like, are you really my friend or are you just trying to get ahead? You know, like that could be like in hospitality or like,
right. That's fair.
And I just think that a lot of times, like we put actors and celebrities under a microscope or the people who work in that.
That's true. Type
of that business, but 100%. It's everywhere.
That is
and
true.
Like, yes, I do think people might want to like, or social climbing and are star fuckery and stuff like that. But those people, I think, filter themselves out, you know? 100%. And then like, cause like,
and
I
they
feel like
done the same thing in a different industry.
Right. They make themselves.
I mean,
obvious.
I've been right. using Ian and Anthony for 10 years.
Oh, okay. Great.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. But like
for long con.
And I'm still here.
No, that's very fair.
You know, I will say one thing I also don't like about LA is that a lot of people, when they meet you, they say, so what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
And that's the first thing they want to know about you.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like they want to like have a box to put you in so they know how to relate to you. Or maybe it's so that they just, they're like, can I get anything from you?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just also feel like it depends who you're with.
Yes. It's not everyone.
It's not, I don't feel, I mean, maybe, I don't know, just from my experience being from here, I feel like all of my friends and my social group, we're all so supportive of each other. Yeah. And like, there's nothing like, I want to get ahead, I'm using you. Everyone is genuinely just like happy when they succeed or your friends succeed. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's like finding your group,
yes.
you're finding your tribe.
Yes.
And yeah.
But occasionally you are going to run into those people.
Occasionally. And that's why like, you're not friends with them.
Yeah. And then it's like, you gotta,
that's the thing. I feel like you have to, it's easy to not be friends with them, but you have to learn to look out for the signs.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of, you're not prepared when you move somewhere like this to have to notice when someone's trying to use you or something.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a new thing you have to develop.
Yeah. Yes. The way I always kind of look at it is like, if I find that I'm making like 80% of or 90% of the effort in the, mm-hmm. in the friendship, then it's like, oh, so we aren't cool like that. And then I just move on. Like,
yeah.
And I would say like 9 times out of 10, they like never, it's like never an issue. Cause like they were never yeah. making the effort in the first
That's
place.
True.
I think having really good awareness, and I think it's something that people like, maybe it's just like an innate thing, you know, being from here or whatever, but, having that awareness of like, oh, that person is, you know, feeling a little weird. It's like you would really need to be professional vibe checkers.
Yes. Mm.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Actually.
Like, you, yeah. like, and most of the time your vibe or whatever.
Yeah.
And your intuition about that person is true.
I feel like it's stereotypical yeah. to use the word vibe, like in LA.
In LA.
But it's very true that you have to learn how to like pick up on something you might yes. not even be able to put to words.
Yeah.
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 Based on the feeling.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Next theory.
Oh,
next theory.
LA to me is just where lots of content creators go or people who want to live it big. But the only thing holding them there is the people or jobs because the housing and cost of living is ridiculous, especially considering how you can't walk anywhere without a car. I don't think you have much greenery or thriving natural wildlife there either.
True.
Not true. Greenery and natural wildlife.
It's not green
know.
For very long.
There's coyotes everywhere we live.
There's coyotes, there's skunks, there's raccoons.
There's lots of squirrels, there's lots of crows.
There's a bunny living in my front yard.
Cute. Yeah,
see, so
cute.
We got wildlife. We got snakes. Yeah. We
oh,
got
I
lizards.
Went on this hike and there was a baby owl laying in the ground. It was alive.
Oh.
Why would we assume
it was
dead?
Huh?
Why would we assume it's dead?
Because when is a baby owl by itself in the middle of a trail?
I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know.
When it's dead or I don't know what it was doing.
Okay.
But we got a little wildlife. I saw an owl
yeah,
flying around.
You can drive to like the wilderness
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
And I think, and there's certain neighborhoods that are greener than others. So I think, I mean, when you're flying over LA, it looks really depressing because it looks very concrete.
Right.
Yeah.
But there are certain neighborhoods that are like really green and nice.
I will say they cut down almost all the, like any tree that gets too big, they just cut it down because the roots start to damage the sidewalk and the street.
Mm-hmm. Depending,
which
on
is kind of a
tree.
Bummer because yeah. you go to other cities and they just have these big luscious trees and streets just lined with.
Right. I think that's because they planted certain trees that grew fast, but they're the wrong kind of trees because of the type of roots.
Mm-hmm.
So there are proper trees they could plant that they don't have to do that. But mm-hmm. I don't think the city was really thinking that far ahead.
No. Oh, we got earthquakes too.
Oh,
there is
that's
that.
True.
There
the
is
big
that.
One is coming.
Yeah.
That's what they always say, but we'll see.
Aren't we like 300 years overdue or something? Yeah.
That's why it's coming.
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There's nothing we can do. We yeah. just have to accept it.
You just have to accept it.
I mean, housing will get cheaper after that, so.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
I don't know, because I think a lot of people
will be destroyed.
Yeah.
No, won't they get more expensive because no one will have anywhere to live?
Well, I think a lot of people will leave. So I don't know. I mean, everything would
out.
Have to be rebuilt. Yeah, it would be bad. Okay. So maybe that wouldn't be good. for housing.
But the
costs.
Assumption of content creators.
Yes,
being
I wanted
here.
To touch on that. I feel like that's not true. I feel like that's a very small portion.
I do think
of
a lot
LA.
Of content creators do move here.
Yeah,
and then it's like, why? You could have been anywhere.
Right. Yeah. You don't need to be here.
You don't need
anymore.
To be here to be a content creator.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, like, it does make things more convenient when you're in entertainment and you're living in LA. It does make things more convenient when you're here because there's just stuff that happens.
And right.
It's like, oh, okay, I'll go.
I also really love the collective enthusiasm for like movies here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think like we always talk about movies and TV shows, and I think that is so rare. I don't know if I've never lived anywhere else, but I right. really love, like, I enjoy talking to people about like movies
yes.
and like things that they've watched.
I think most people move here for movies or television and probably like end up in digital. Like, I think the city is bigger for that industry than content creators and like influencers. I think that's like a very new move, and I think it kind of died out in like
I definitely feel more annoying when I'm like in other places because I have to like watch myself more on like how much I talk about media.
I guess people don't really talk about that. I don't feel like people ask like do people see movies all the time? Like, besides?
I think so. Like, I think everybody watches a lot of like Netflix.
I actually feel,
Amazon.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that outside of LA, people are watching more streaming stuff, but I think in LA, there's still a movie theater culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think also outside of LA, they're consuming it here. Like, we kind of like analyze it because we are.
Oh, that's true. Like a casual watch.
Yeah. Like we break it down.
Yeah. I'll have family that's like, did you see this movie? And I'm like, this is the most silly looking movie that has no like heart to it or anything. It's just like
the plot sucks. Cinematography is awful. Why would I watch that?
It's just like
that?
Fluff and
yeah,
which is fine. But I'm like, there's so many options. There's so many good, like really solid things to consume.
Fair. I definitely feel like, yeah, with my interests, this is the right place for me to be.
Cars, movies, and food.
It's all exactly. Yeah, needs.
That's my, same. that's my entire personality, guys. I found
Ripley's,
my place.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I
don't think
Ripley's.
I would fit in anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't. I think I would be pretty annoying.
I think that's fair for both of you. You make sense.
I feel the opposite. I feel like I don't fit in here.
Makes sense.
I feel weird here.
That makes sense. You need the rain. Sky needs the rain.
Let's go to the Rainforest Cafe.
Just like build.
Yeah, just go to the Rainforest Cafe.
Like
build
like a rain machine in your house.
I'm surprised you don't have one already.
You know, I might if I build like a terrarium.
Ooh.
And then, that would be sick.
Or
automated, like,
house,
rainforest.
Make your house, like, your dream place. Like, make your...
My it already is my sanctuary. Like, I don't need to leave that place.
You could also just, like, go stand in the shower. Or just, like, run it and look
Fair.
At it. Like, watch the drops, like, fall down True. The glass.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we are nearing the end of this episode. You guys want to sing your little jingle so we can do some Q&A?
Aaron's been to my place, too.
We have.
That's right. Yeah.
We used to write.
Wow. We've all been.
They used to force me to go over there and watch them write.
Yeah. Force her.
I forced Aaron to watch my old video. Like, do you like them?
You play all 2005 Smosh for her.
They made me watch all of Food Battle.
Yeah. Yeah.
In one sitting.
Wow.
Okay. Do your little jingle.
Finding YouTube questions. Finding YouTube questions. That one was worse.
Sorry. We were doing it with opposite hands. It doesn't look right. All right, here, I'll do lefty. One, two, three.
Finding YouTube questions. Finding YouTube questions. We were off sync. Wait, I want to say one more thing about LA.
You love it?
I love LA. Don't come here. Don't move here, please. There's too many people. Don't come. We don't want you.
Why are you assuming they want to be
unless you're
hot. In the same city as you? Okay.
You could delete that. You could just cut that out.
I like it.
I think that no one's deleting that. And I think you're getting a close up on that.
Yeah. It's going
to
go
you know what?
On
if,
social.
If I'm responsible for more hot people coming to LA, then.
You won't be. That was mean.
Look, hot people don't. When have hot people ever come to LA? It's not like that's something that people have been doing for.
I literally came
years.
To LA. That's like so offensive. It's like really mean. Ian calls me ugly.
Oh my God, Ian.
He's done it before.
I try to find, like secret ways
Ian
to call her ugly
no,
in every
has.
Single episode.
That
is he so didn't say rude. The words, but he was like, I thought it was implied. We'll circle back and talk about it another time. Okay, moving
it's
on.
It's a fun little game that we play here where I try to.
We're moving on, Ian.
I don't ever call her
we're
directly.
We're moving on.
I don't ever directly call
Are
her ugly.
Are we done here?
But I always try to like insinuate.
Can we be done
He's
here?
Literally admitting it. Okay, at angelopera 3239, what advice do you have for someone who just graduated high school and had no clue what they want to do in life?
Move to LA.
Move to LA.
Move to LA and then figure it out.
Yeah, sell everything, move to LA. You know,
go back home in 2 years.
Spend all your savings on 1 month of rent. Gosh, man.
Try new things. Be open to trying new things.
It's really, it's crazy because I feel like that time of your life, you're so confused and you feel so lost. But later in life, you look back at that time at how you had so much freedom and how you had so many millions of things that you could have done.
Yeah.
So I feel like, interestingly, it's to like, to appreciate this awkward time where you have a million options.
Yeah.
And I feel like the option will present itself. You'll have to do some work. You can't just sit there and hope it happens.
That's true.
But if you are appreciating this awkward moment, I feel like it'll make it a lot less awkward.
Yeah.
Wait, this person's straight out of high school?
Yeah.
I think like something a lot of like Europeans do, and it's probably because they have a better social safety net. What a lot of people do there is take a gap year.
Yeah.
And like, obviously that's like, that's here in the US, that's kind of a privileged thing because like not everybody has the ability to do a gap year, but, I've
especially
heard
traveling in that gap year or something that's really expensive,
but I've heard like that's really good. And I think that's true. Cause it's like, you're like before you get out of high school, you are not a person. Like you do not know who you are.
That's true.
Well, you're kind of told who you are, right, who you should be, and you're told to figure it out, but you don't actually know yet.
So I think that year is so important because like when I went into, cause you know, we just went straight from high school to community college. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I didn't have any time to figure out who I was or like what my interests were in that like in between time. So I was like, I don't know, general ed, I guess for now.
Right.
So I think like, having that gap year, maybe I would have found something that I was like interested in. Thankfully, you know, in that summer between high school and community college, we found YouTube and that was fun. And that was something I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But and don't compare yourself.
That's true.
True.
That's hard.
Yeah. Because I feel like for me growing up, like after high school, a lot of my peers, my bestest friends, they all went to really prestigious schools and I didn't. And I think I compared myself like, oh, like what my life could have been, you know, but that only just makes your situation worse. So just be open to new experiences and don't compare yourself.
Because that time of life is so short.
Yes.
So much is going to change from then to like your 20s or even 30s.
Nothing is permanent.
Right. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting because the more time that you spend stressing or comparing yourself to others, the less energy you have to put toward finding or seeing the opportunities that might actually be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like really interesting because I just started, you know, really reminding myself it's like, your energy is really precious and you have to remind yourself like, what do I want to put energy towards?
Right.
You know, like thinking all these negative things and hating myself or putting it into something more creative or, you know, something that feeds yourself, like feeds your spirit.
You only have so much time in a day. And I think people forget. So they focus their energy on complaining or being very frustrated about things, not realizing that they're actually utilizing some of the space that they have in their head toward being frustrated instead of realizing all the opportunities that are there in front of them.
Yeah, very true. Okay, very last question, and then we'll wrap it up. At Brie Lab, what is Anthony's most painful tattoo? The people need to know.
I can answer this one. The one on his cock.
Okay.
Sorry. You want me to show it?
Oh my God.
You, Anthony, ew. How dare you?
I will never yes and you again.
I can't believe I just used the C word. That was gross.
That was a lot.
That was nasty.
That was a lot. I feel like sternum hurts a lot. I feel like palm hurts a lot. I feel like top of foot hurts a lot. I feel like near the fingernail. Oh, it's covered up.
Ew.
Near the fingernail hurts a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes the neck hurts.
So all of them.
Oh my God.
They all hurt. That's like part of the process.
That's fair.
Hey, he's young.
Ian hated that.
Ian got so bored. Ian thought about being in pain and got bored. Yeah. It's like hearing about dreams.
It's like hearing about dreams. I'm like,
you're like, okay.
Couldn't be me. Yeah.
Wait.
Must hurt.
You do have tattoos. I forgot.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Where?
Like stick and pokes.
What are they of?
If this video hits 10 million, I'll tell you.
Okay, we'll circle
did they
back.
Hurt
we'll
wherever back. They are? Did
no,
they hurt?
They don't hurt.
They didn't hurt?
No.
Wow.
Wow. Ian, would you ever get one?
Yeah.
In your life?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Great. I have a stick and poke set in my car right now. One. Let's do it.
Next lunchtime, what? We're giving you a tattoo.
No.
Olivia's stick and poke tattoo.
Oh, I've done it
well,
to
she's,
my friends.
Well, she's tattooed.
I've tattooed
Oh, you tattooed. That's right. Yes. How'd that go?
It's permanently
better
on
than
them.
The one on her.
It's permanently oh, on.
No. It's permanently on my friends.
Yeah,
that's crazy. You should give Anthony a tattoo.
Oh my God, can I?
It doesn't matter at this point. You have so many.
I'd have to see your work. Can I see your portfolio?
You love stick and poke.
Can I see your portfolio first?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll check after this.
Okay,
we gotta go.
Okay. If this video gets 10 likes, Ian will get a tattoo on camera, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're not. We're not putting that 11? In the world.
12.
What if we got a real 5 artist?
Likes.
I don't want a tattoo right now.
He wants it later in life.
Okay, we'll talk about
when
it.
When I'm
after.
Like, after my second wife has died.
Got it.
Okay. Get a tattoo of LA.
We'll be waiting.
I'm going to get a full color tattoo.
We can make that happen quick.
Full color tattoo of her
your
face
first and second wife?
On my... Yeah.
One on each pec.
No, it's going to be a split down the middle. One face and then the other
it's
face.
It's going to be the Titanic.
Chest.
Yeah. Awesome. That's awesome, man.
Sick. And the chest hair is the human hair?
Ew.
Dude, that's
Ew.
So smart. Yes.
And the nipple is an eyeball?
Dude, I love... yes. Yes.
Now we're thinking.
See?
Now we're thinking.
I got to go to a meeting. Can you guys wrap this up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would the belly button be?
Oh, my God.
My back hurts. Wrap this up.
No, that's
she's
her
injured.
Button,
she's
too.
Really injured, and it smells like ass, and it's hot. We
my back
leave.
Hurts, too, from carrying this podcast.
I would rate that broccoli
so
7 cucumbers out of 8.
I'd rate that fish jerky 1 ocean out of 10.
I rate this podcast 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
10 what?
10 out of 10 what?
Colts.
Are you just looking around and saying objects in the room?
I said Colts.
Did you know that this all says fart department? That's really funny to me. Anyway.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh. Yep.
Okay. Well,
would you rate it?
Rate what?
Never mind. Bye.
Okay.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.